Welcome back. Another edition of The Good Stuff. And I am going to feature some rock songs, pop songs that are 50 years old this year, which some of you probably better sit down. So, all right.
Because it's going to be shocking that they're 50 years old.
Going to be shocking. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Maybe it's Berry Falls at Berry Bridge area or Smith Falls in Smith Falls State Park, where it's a unique blend of like several ecosystems that come together, east, west, north, south. You need to check it all out. And you start by going to visitvalentine.org.
Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, and you have to check them out. They have award-winning columnists. That alone is well worth your time. Make sure that you subscribe so you can relax and enjoy reading these columnists and their thoughts. It's all in Tri-State Livestock News. Plus, there's so much more. Take time to check it out. Go to tsln.com.
Okay, so here are some songs that turned 50 this year.
Wow. So, okay, I'm ready.
Everybody sitting down?
Yeah.
All right. Paul McCartney and Wings, Silly Love Songs.
Oh.
How about that one? Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton John and Kiki Dee. Now, there are some great other songs out there like December 1963, Oh, What a Night by the Four Seasons. I really like that one. A Fifth of Beethoven by Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band. Some of the other ones that were on the list, Hotel California by the Eagles, The Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, and The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy. Anyway, I thought that was very interesting. Some of those songs that we grew up listening to in the old rock radio days.
Yeah, because we were like 3 and 4 years
old.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you remember those songs, singing along with them in high school, then you better sit down and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Relax a little. And guess what's coming up in 14 days?
I would say Flag Day.
You're right. But there's another holiday as well.
Father's Day.
You're right. And I want to share a little father advice.
They're on the same day this year?
They are.
Okay.
Yep. June 14th. So make sure you mark your calendars. Don't forget. So as I said, here is a father's advice. If a sportsman true you'd be, listen carefully to me. Never, never let your gun pointed be at anyone. That it may unloaded be matters not the least to me. When a hedge or fence you cross, though of time it cause a loss, from your gun the cartridge take for the greater safety's sake. If twixt you and neighboring gun, bird shall fly or beast may run, let this maxim e'er be thine, follow not across the line. Stops and beaters oft unseen lurk behind some leafy scene. Calm and steady always be. Never shoot where you can't see. You may kill or you may miss, but at all times think of this. All the pheasants ever bred won't repay for one man dead.
You know, we used to teach hunter safety education, and that would have been a good poem. Make everybody memorize that poem in there. Do you know the author on that?
Yes. Mark Renfrey.
Mark Renfrey.
Yes. And I'm not for sure what magazine it was in, but it's actually on an advertisement for Sturm, Ruger & Company.
There you
they
go.
Published that. It's called A Father's Advice.
Okay, here's something a little lighter for you today. So this husband is in a terrible car wreck, and he texts his wife, "Honey, I got hit by a car outside the office. Lisa brought me to the hospital. They've been taking tests and doing x-rays. The blow to my head is pretty strong. Could be serious. Also, I have 2 broken ribs, a broken arm. There's a compound fracture in my left leg, and they may have to amputate my right foot." So what do you suppose the wife's response was?
Who's Lisa?
Exactly. Who is Lisa? I don't care. The amputated foot, the broken limbs, that kind of stuff.
But all those Lisa? Things. But the real question, the real driving force is, who is Lisa? Hey, I just have a few more of these. If men really ruled the world, so let's wrap up the show with those. Cops would be broadcast live, and you could phone in advice to the pursuing cops.
Well, they do the broadcast live part, but I don't think they let you give advice.
No. Or another idea is to give advice to the crooks.
Oh, there you go. Here's how to get out of that.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. The victors in any athletic competition would get to kill and eat the losers.
Oh, no. No, that's not right.
Oh, the only show opposite Monday Night Football would be Monday Night Football from a different camera angle.
No.
No, you don't think that's happening?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's if men ruled the world.
Well, happy June, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.